Praise 102.7 Detroit's Inspiration Station. I'm on the phone with my friend Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And over the months, we've been talking about our money habitudes. How we spend our money is kind of critical, if you ask me, to a really, really blessed life financially. So you have a tool that'll help us with that.
Yeah, we have an assessment tool where you can discover what your money habitude is. Now, let's talk quickly about what a habitude is.
Mm-hmm.
Habitude is a combination of habits and attitudes that inform our unconscious behavior. Now, that's like the textbook definitions. But here's an important thing. Habitudes are our patterns of behaving. They work under the radar. And once you understand your habitude, you can take control of your financial situation.
Mm-hmm.
For example, habitudes are built and affected by meaningful messages. What messages do we get around the subject of money? Traditions, religious or spiritual belief,
mm-hmm.
and one of the biggest influence, of course, is the media. You get a lot of messages to buy.
For sure.
So now, everyone has a dominant habitude, and here are the five categories of habitudes. These are the things that is your first reaction to money. There are people that have a security habitude, that is, money helps you feel safe, secure, and in control. There's a spontaneous habitude. Money encourages you to enjoy the moment. There's a free spirit and carefree habitude, and for those people, money's not a priority in their lifestyle. Next is status. Money helps you present a positive image. Next is what we call targeted goals or planning. That money helps you achieve your goals. And finally, there's selfless in giving, and money helps you feel good by giving to others. Now, those five habitudes are the things that drive your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't understand what's driving your behavior, it's very easy to get into self-defeating behavior patterns. So we're encouraging people to go to our website, moneysmartlife.org. They can go there. There's a link for the money personality assessment test. Click on that. There's a cost for the test, but we've knocked 30% off of it. And here's the great thing. After you complete the test, you'll get a 20-page report describing your strengths and weaknesses of your habitudes and strategies
mm-hmm.
you can implement to have a money smart life.
Well, what I found out was I was definitely a 2 and a 5, and I've had to work on the giving part of my habitude so that I can keep more of my money.
Oh, you mean you're overusing that particular habitude?
Absolutely.
And see, that's one of the things of understanding your habitudes is you can overuse a habitude or underuse a habitude. It can affect you. So understanding what it is and why you react the way you do is very important for continued success.
Well, I want everyone to go to your website, which is moneysmartlife.org. You can find you on Facebook at the same place, right?
Absolutely. There's a couple of links on our Facebook page as well.
Well, Manta, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you so much.
You too, and the listeners. Have a great day as well.